Today's shir is Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Tzadik Dalad. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Tzadik Gimel Amud Beis, seven lines from the bottom. Ask the Gemara Michti, as we've been discussing about Ezra and Daniel, says the Gemara Michti, Komil de Ezra, most of Sefer Ezra, Nehemiah Bechankala Amrinu, was said by Nehemiah. So ask the Gemara, if Nehemiah was the one that primarily wrote the Sefer, ask the Gemara, why didn't Nehemiah call the Sefer on by his names? Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba, Neish Hechzik Tov L'Atzmai. Nehemiah acted in a way that he deserved the credit. And somebody who does something because he believes that he deserves the credit, Mida Kenegan Mida, HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows him that the credit doesn't belong to you. Ask the Gemara, but if that's the approach, the Dovid Nami Mei Mamer. So let's think about Dovid HaMelech. Dovid HaMelech also used similar wording. Dovid HaMelech says in Tehillim, Zecheni Hashem Ritzoyin Amecha, Pakteni Bishu Asecha. So we also find that he speaks about himself. Answers the Gemara, David Rachmihu de Kabai. What Dovid HaMelech was doing, he was just davening. So Yarish Dvash asks that if we look in the Pasuk of Zecheni Elakayla Toiva, the Pasuk that Nehemiah said, it was also a Pasuk where he was davening on behalf of Klal Yisrael. So Yarish Dvash answers that Dovid HaMelech thought that he really wasn't worthy that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should answer his tefillas. He only asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in your infinite mercy, have rachmanis. And if that's the case, that is an appropriate request. Whereas Nehemiah, when he said, I believe that I am deserving that you should listen to my tefillah, and that was what was inappropriate. Rabbi Yosef says, and presumably because of this question, Nehemiah did not do anything wrong in asking by this pasuk, but rather what the issue is, he spoke disparagingly of the earlier generation. The earlier ministers were very hard on the people. And what he said was that the early generations were not as great as I mean. And even though one of those people in the earlier generations, even though Daniel was before him, and Daniel was a great tzaddik, it still did not, says the Gemara, prevent him from saying this, which he shouldn't have said. Ask the Gemara, Umenalon the Golmi Menu, and from where do we actually know that Daniel was greater than Nehemiah? Because the Pasuk says by Daniel, Verisi Daniel Levadi Samara, the Pasuk says that Daniel says, I saw the vision, by Noshim Shayo Imi, the other people that were with me, Loira Samara, did not see it. Avachorod Gedol Nafalim, they got very fearful, and they hid. Says the Gemara, the Pasuk says, V'ayad Nashim Shayimi Loira Samara. Says the Ramanin and Nashim, who were those people? Omer Rabbi Yirmiyah Vitaim Rabbi Chiver Abba, they were Chagai, Zechariah, and Malachi. They were the three great people that, and as the Mashal explains, what makes the Gemara say that they were the people that saw it? Because they were talking about people who saw Nevuah here. And they were certainly people who were on the Madrega who should have seen the Nevuah. That's why we see how great Daniel was, that even though there were people who should have seen the Nevuah, didn't see the Nevuah, and that proved how great he was. Says the Gemara, in a way, Chagai Zechariah Malachi were greater than Daniel. In another way, he was greater than Daniel. Inu Adifimine, they were greater than him. Didn't Nevi Uvila Navi. They said Nevi is the name of Hashem, and Daniel did not say Nevi'ah. And this is a very important point, as the Tosfos HaRosh points out. It wasn't, explains the Tosfos HaRosh, that Daniel wasn't a Navi. He says, however, when we speak about Nevuah, there are two types of Nevi'im. There are Nevi'im that see the vision that HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows them. But even though they get to see the vision that HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows them, they're not sent in the as a shliach, as a messenger of Hashem, to say what they saw. Daniel was a person who got to see the vision, but he didn't get the opportunity to give it over. Whereas Chag, Zechariah, Malachi were people that were not only able to see the vision, they were also people who were given the opportunity to say what to see what they saw. Says the Mavachim Achad, they other from Nayu, but in a way Daniel is greater than they. Diu Chazu, he saw this vision. Vino Loi Chazu. Says the Mavachim Achad Loi Chazu. So ask the Gemara, if indeed they didn't see the vision, so my Tama Ivis the Pasuk says that everybody there was frightened. Why were they frightened if they didn't see it? Answers the Gemara. Avagav Delin Lechazu Midi. Even though they didn't see anything, but what mazlai chazi? Each one of us has a mazel from Shemayim, and that mazel sometimes sees something that we don't see. And therefore, says the Gemara, Am Ravina, Shemamina, Haimad the Mivis. If you see a person that gets frightened, Avgav di Eloi chazi, and he doesn't know why all of a sudden has he gotten frightened, says the Gemara. What it means is, Avgad de Lechazi, it must be that even though he doesn't see something which should frighten him, Mazlechazi, obviously his Mazel saw something that should frighten him. And ask the Gemara Maitakanti, so what should a person in such a situation do? Lynchev Meduch de Abra Gamidi, he should jump from where he is for Amis, Inami Likra Krishma, or he should say Krishma. And the Mashal points out that even though the Gemara Masech Teshvus of Tezvav Amabeis teaches us that Osulis Rapi B'Divrei Torah, a person is not allowed to use Divrei Torah for a refuah, but he explains if he's doing it not to for refuah, but he's just doing it for protection, here too, the person who's saying Krishma is just saying it for protection, and that's why it's permissible. But let's say the person standing in a place where one should not say Krishma, Lema Hachi, he should say, Iza de Beitachva Shmeinu Minoi, saying these words will be a Yeshua. I saw that sometimes somebody is in the middle, a person is in different situations, and he all of a sudden gets happy, and he doesn't know why is he happy at this moment. And it must be, explains the Kedusha Slavi, that at that moment in Shemayim, they're thinking about this person, Kaviyachol, and they're thinking positive things about this person. And since at that moment in Shemayim, they're thinking positive things about that person, that's why that person gets happy. The Chasam Sofer points out that the Pasuk says that when Mitzrayim was chasing after Klal Yisrael, Klal Yisrael were fearful. And he says that what should have happened at that point was that they should have felt the fear of Paroi, who's chasing after them to kill them. But they didn't feel anything until they actually saw Mitzrayim. When Yisrael, says the Pasuk, when they saw Mitzrayim, they started getting scared. And the Chasam Sofer asks that, what's Pshat? So he says, what is Pshat here? Because Klal Yisrael turned around to Moshe Rabbeinu and said, wasn't Mitzrayim already decreed to be completely eliminated? How is this happening? And how do we not feel this? When Moshe Rabbeinu answered them, Hashem Yelochem Lechem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu already decided that he's going to fight on our behalf. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu already made the decision that we're okay, that nothing that Mitzrim could do can make us not be in a good place. The Pasuk says in Yeshaya, where the Pasuk speaks about Chizkiyo HaMelech versus Sancheriv. The Pasuk says, L'marba HaMishra V'l'Shalom En Kates. Amar Tancha Darsh Ba'Kapar B'Tzipari Neyma Komem Shemem Tzatev P'suach. We know when we look at the Aleph Beis, so there's a mem that's in the middle of a word and the mem that's at the end of the word. And the mem that's in the middle of a word is an open letter. V'zeh, but the mem in the middle of the pasuk of Lamarba is a sosum, is a mem that's closed. It says the Marbikas HaKadosh Baruch Hu lasas Chizkiyo Mashiach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to make Chizkiyo Mashiach. Sancheriv should be Goy Gemogog. Amra Midas Adin L'Fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Midas Adin was not satisfied with this. And it said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbon Shloilem, Umat Dovah Melech Yisrael. If we think about Dovah Melech Yisrael, Shama Kama Shir Zesh Baruch Hu L'Fnecha, that he said so many praises about you, the Lo Yosisa Mashiacha, and you still didn't make him into Mashiach. Chizkiya Shosisa Lo Kol Anisim Aleilu. When we speak about Chizkiya, that did so many, that you did so many nisim on his behalf. Lo Amashir L'Fnecha, and he never said Shira to you. Tasei Mashiach. Is it appropriate that you that he should be Mashiach? And therefore, the mem is closed up, that he didn't become Mashiach. The Mefarshim explained that the Pasuk said, that the Chazal teach us, that when Klai Yisrael, the Zohar says it, that when Klai Yisrael said Shira by Kriyas Yamsuf, at that point, Nimchul Avinaseim, all of the Averis were forgiven. And Chizki himself should have been Mashiach. But amongst Klai Yisrael, there were people at that time who had done Averis. And those Averis had prevent the Gula from happening. But if Chizki would have said Shira together with Klai Yisrael, if Klai Yisrael said Shira with Klai Yisrael, what that would have caused is that those Averis that would have been forgiven, and if they, and they would have been able to be Mashiach. And that's another pshat I saw. The mem should have been listoim. The mem should have ended all of the tsaris that we had, and still it didn't help. I saw that the Medrash points out that when Yeshaya and Navi came to Chizkiyo, and Yeshaya told Chizkiyo to sing Zmiris Takarish Baruch Hu, so Chizkiyo asks Yeshaya, why do I have to say Shiris? The whole world knows Shiris. But that was a wrong approach. Another pshat that I saw is that Chizkiyah thought, as we're going to learn in the Gemara, in the time of Chizkiyah, there was a time of tremendous Talmud Torah, a time of tremendous learning of Torah. And what happened here was, Chizkiyah assumed that learning Torah supersedes the requirement of saying Shira to Kadosh Baruch Hu. But that was a wrong approach. Because a person, even though of course he's supposed to learn Torah, that doesn't make a difference. He's supposed to sing Shira and supposed to recognize the greatness of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And because he didn't, that's why he didn't become a Mashiach. Says the Gemara, Miyat Pascha Aretz, immediately Etz Yisrael opens up its mouth, Amar Lefanav, and it said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Shalom, Ani Amer Shlufanecha Shira Tachat Tzadik Zeh. I will say Shira instead of Chizkiyo. And if I will say Shira instead of Klai Yisrael, say Mashiach. And the Mashiach explains that when we are suffering in Golus, it's not just we who are suffering in Golus. It's all of the world who's suffering it's all of the world that's suffering in Golus. And the entire Bria, the entire world is looking for Mashiach to come. And that's why the earth said, I'll say the Shira, just please bring Mashiach. Paschav HaMashir, Lefon of Shnema, Miknaf HaOretz, Mirish Shemanu, Tzvi LeTzadik. Amasar Oilam, Lefon of Ribbono Shloim, Tzivyoina Aseh LeTzadik Zeh. Do what this Tzadik is requesting. Yotze Baskov Amra, at that point the Pasuk says, the Baskol emanated and said, Rosalie, Rosalie, it's a secret why I am not bringing Mashiach. Amar Hanavi, Oili, and at that point, the Navi cries out, Oili, and Masai, how long will we have to wait for Mashiach? Yatsa Baskov Imrim, Baidu, Baidim, Beged, Ubeged, Baidim, Bagadu. Amar Ravi, Tain Rav Yitzchak, Adas, Ubeizazi, Ubeizad, Ubeizim. Until there will be people who will come and hurt us, and then again, even more that will come and hurt us. Only then will we be able to say Mashiach. The Yaros Tavash explains that the entire world that operates, the earth and the sun and the moon, all is based on the Shira that they say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when in the day, indeed, the Pasuk says that Yeshua said, Shemesh be given daim. How was Yeshua able to stop the sun from going? So he explains the reason Yeshua was able to do this was because he said Shira instead of the sun. And that's what should have happened with Chizkio also, that he, as the Gemara is going to teach us, Mr. Shem Adav Tzadik Vav, the sun stopped in the time of Chizkio. And he should have said Shira instead, and the fact that he didn't, that's why he got punished. The Sfas Emes says that the Chizkio, why didn't Chizkio say Shira? He understood that the entire world is something that we can't understand. And since they couldn't understand the world, he said, just look at the world and look how the world operates. That is the greatest Shira. And the world doesn't need our Shira. But says the Sfas Emes, that is a mistake. The mistake was that when you realize the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the way he runs the world, that shouldn't be a reason not to say Shira. That's a reason that one should say Shira. And that's why he says, the Pasuk says, we say it every day, Vayiminu b'Hashem v'Moshe avdoi. As soon as they came to the point that they realized that Amunah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they realized the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that was the moment that on the contrary, that they were supposed to, that the Oz Yashir, they began to say Shira. And that was Chizkiah's mistake. Recognizing the wonders of the world is not a reason not to say Shira. Realizing the greatness of the world is a reason actually to say Shira. Says the Gemara, Masa Dumei alai kore mishsoir, shomer ma melaila, shomer ma melaila. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Oysa Malach ha-mamona ala ruchas, the Malach who's in charge of the neshamas and the oilam emes, Duma Shemai, his name is Duma. The skapsa kala ruchas etzal Duma, and all of the neshamas came to Duma. Amar lo, shomer ma melaila, shomer ma melaila. He tells to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when is this Lail? When is this different? When is this difficult night coming over? The gulf ending. But all you need to do is, if you want to be saved by you, then it tells us that the Mashal says that this Gemara is referring to the neshamas that are in Gehenim. And these neshamas that are in the Gehenim are asking, when will Mashiach come so we will be able to bring, that we will be able to come out of Gehenim. Another pshat they say is that we find that the neshamas that were created by Briyas HaOlam, and those neshamas are never came into a guf. Those neshamas will come to a tikkun. They will come to recognition when Mashiach comes. And that's why they're so anxious that Mashiach comes. The Nesivos Olam explains that where HaKadosh Baruch Hu, here we see that the issue was that he didn't say Shira. He says the reason Chizkio didn't say Shira is because Chizkio's impression was that Shira should be recited by a rabbin. The Gemara here is saying that Chizkiyo himself didn't say Shira. And the answer to this is it's not for Chizkiyo felt that Shira, to sing the praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is only appropriate when you have the whole tzibur together. Says the Gemara, Tana Mishum Rappapayis, Gnayu L'Chizkiyo V'Siyatu. It's terrible for Chizkiyo and his people. Shloi Omru Shira, they didn't say Shira. At Sheposcha Oris V'Omru Shira. Until the earth itself opened up its mouth, Kaviyachol, and said Shira. Shnema, Miknaf Oris Zemira Shamanu, Tzvila Tzadik. Kiyotzu Davat Oimer, the Pasuk says, V'yoyme Yisra Baruch Hashem Ashehitzel Eschem, Tana Mishum Rappapayis, Gnayu L'Moish V'Shishim Ruba. It's very embarrassing for Moshe Rabbeinu and the 600,000 Jews that left Mitzrayim. Shalom Baruch Hashem. They didn't say these words, Baruch Hashem, Acheba Yisrael Baruch Hashem, until the Yisrael said, Baruch Hashem. The Masha says that it's not that no one ever said Baruch Hashem previously. He brings different psukim where we see the words Baruch Hashem. The issue is that Klal Yisrael didn't say the Shira, they didn't say Baruch Hashem until Yisrael said it. And the Yada points out that even though the Gemara is connecting these two, it's really not the same. Because the Ben Yada points out that although Klal Yisrael, as the Gemara says, didn't say Baruch Hashem, they did say a Shira, whereas Chizkiyo didn't say any Shira alone. Another pshat that I saw, that what was the issue with Chizkiyo and his people, they said Shira, but they didn't say the Shira until they actually saw the miracle. A Jew is supposed to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu that even before he sees the miracle, he's supposed to say Shira, believing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to do Yeshua for us. The Dubna Magid explains this Gemara, that says that Yisrael said Baruch Hashem and not Moshe Rabbeinu. How do we understand this Gemara? He says there were two people whose children got engaged to each other. And when they got engaged and they were made a tanoim, a vart, whatever's engagement party, the person who was the shatchan, the person who was the matchmaker who'd arranged the shidduch, was the person who was rejoicing the most. He was so happy that he was able to bring this boy and girl together. The parents were Baruch Hashem happy, but they knew that this is a long life ahead and they weren't sure what's going to be. So too, we look at the relationship of versus Yisroi versus Moshe Rabbeinu. Yisroi at that point became a ger, as we're going to learn. Since at that point Yisroi became a ger, Yisroi had full-fledged reason to rejoice. Whereas Moshe Rabbeinu, yes, Klal Yisrael had come out of Mitzrayim. Klal Yisrael had become the nation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But he wasn't sure what's going to be the end of this story. And that's why Yisroi showed a higher level of simcha than Yisroi. The question, of course, is that Klal Yisrael did say Shira. So why are they being criticized? So the Torah Tumimah explains that Klal Yisrael said Shira because they were praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but what they weren't recognizing, that what we saw by Kriyas Yansuf is something that we should feel every day. And that's a lack of recognition of the greatest of Hashem. Another pshat that he suggests, that the Shira was said for Kriyas Yamsuf, but we don't find that they sang in gratitude for Yetzias Mitzrayim. The pasuk says there regarding Yisroi, V'yichad Yisroi. Says the Gemara, what is pshat of V'yichad Yisroi? Rav Shmuel, Machlokes Rav and Shmuel, Rav HaMashahev HaCherev Chadal B'Sarai, that he did at that point the mitzvah of Bris Milah. And as we know, as we just said, Yitzchak became a ger, and a ger is mechuyev to do bris milah. Of course, the question is that we learned earlier in our masechta on Daf Nun Tes Amud Beis that the Bnei Keturah of Avram Avinu were mechuyev to do bris milah, and Yisrael was from the Bnei Keturah. So why didn't he do a bris milah earlier? So the Mishnah says that they did mitzvahs bila without priya, and Yitzray did priya here. Another pshat that I saw is that the Ksav Sofer suggests that only the Bnei Keturah themselves were obligated to do a bris milah, but it wasn't an obligation that was supposed to go to future generations, and that's why Yisrael, who was a future generation, did that. Another pshat that I saw is that we know when somebody becomes a ger, they have to do a tough, even if they were previously circumcised, they have to do Hatafistan Bris. And that's what Yisroi did. He did Hatafistan Bris in order to become a Geru. The Maral explains, why is the Bris that Yisroi did called a Cherev Chadoi, a sharp knife? He says that what happens when a person becomes a Geru and he does a Bris Mila is he's cutting off any connection. He's using a Cherev Chadoi. He's accusing any connection that he had to previous generations. Shmuel Amar, Shanasa Chadudin Kol Basaray, that he got goosebumps. He was upset for what happened to for the Mitzrim. Amarav, even though he was separating himself from the Mitzrim, he was upset what happened to them, and because he was still biologically part of them. And Amarav, and Rav explains, Hanadam Rimshi, this is pshat what people say, Giyura at a Saradar, if you have a ger, even 10 generations later, don't embarrass non-Jews in front of him, because he still has that feeling. Rabbeinu Bechaya says that Yisroi was the 10th generation from Chom, and he was upset because even though he was never a Mitzri, but he was related to the Mitzrim, and that's what caused, he explains, Yisroi to be upset. The Mashah asked two questions. He asked that Yisroi, even before he decided to become a ger, should have had a bris milah, and also he asks that we look at our Gemara. First, we find the Rav disagrees with Shmuel's, and then Rav comes to support what Shmuel says. Says the Chasam Sofer that the two pshatim that we just learned by Rav and Shmuel aren't exclusive of each other; they actually complement each other. He says the Chasam Sofer, the Yisroi's initial reaction about learning about the nisim that happened to Klal Yisroel had in it a piece caused them to be sad, as we just learned. At that point, Yisroi realized that, why do I feel bad for what happened to the Mitzrim? He recognized that if he feels bad to what happened to the Mitzrim, there must be something that connects him to the Mitzrim. So what did he do to separate himself from that feeling? What he did was he immediately made a bris milah. And the moment that he made the bris milah, that separated him completely from the Mitzrim. And therefore, at that point, he became a full-fledged Jew and did not feel for the Mitzrim at all anymore. He recognized what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for him. I saw that here we're learning that if somebody embarrasses Aramoi for 10 generations in front of him, he'll still feel it. So the question is, because why is that? The fact that he should want to separate himself. So he says that even if something should not bother somebody, this shouldn't bother the Yisroi. He completely left that. But still, if we know that what we're doing could cause hurt to somebody else, then we shouldn't do it. Says the Gemara, L'chein yishalach Hashem, yishlach ha'odon Hashem tzvokas v'mashman av rozon. Mai v'mashman av rozon. Here the Pasuk speaks about Sancherev. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, yovah Chizkiyo sheyesh l'shmoneh shemes. Let Chizkiyo, who has 8 names, v'yipar mis Sancherev, should pay back to Sancheriv Shesh Lushman Hashemis that he had eight names. Chizkiyahu, the pasuk says regarding Chizkiyahu, the Ksiv, Kielad Yulad Lanu, Ben Nitan Lanu, Vatiya Mishra Shikmai, Vikrishmai, Pela 1, Yoyetz 2, Kale 3, Giba 4, Avi 5, Ad 6, Sar 7, Shalom 8. Ask Mara Chizkiyahu, but what about his name? Chizkiyahu answers the Gemara, Chizka. All this Chizkiyahu doesn't mean that wasn't his name. All does it represents he was able to fight again. Hashem helped him fight against Sennheriv. Davava Chizkiyahu shechizik Yisrael avim shmaim. As Klaiso was taking battle with Sennheriv, Chizkiyahu strengthened them in the Amunah Kodesh Baruch Hu. Says the Gemara, Sennheriv also had eight names, the Ksibe Tiglas Peneser, and the pasuk says Peleser, Shomneser, Pul, Sargon, and Sampa Rabba Vayakira. Asked the Gemara Vayikas Sancheriv, what about his name though he's known by? The name Sancheriv. Answers the Gemara, Sechisai Rav. All the Kodesh Baruch Hu, all that means is that Ravashka, he sent Ravashka to try to instigate people against the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Davacha, Shesoch, He spoke against HaKadosh Baruch Hu in an appropriate way, and that's why he's called by that name. Amar Yochanan name Azoch Asurosh LaKroisei Asapa Rabbi Yekira. So now ask the Gemara, all these names that we just identified that Sancheriv has are names of greatness, and the Gemara asks, how did he get to have such names? Says the Gemara, B'nei Shleis Sipa B'gnusa Shleis Yisrael. He never spoke disparagingly about Eretz Yisrael. Shneimar ad boiv lekachti eschem el eretz ka'artzachem. What he would do is any people that he conquered, he would take them to a different country. And he said to these people, he said to the people from Eretz Yisrael, that when I will exile you, I'll only find the land that maybe is as good as your land. No land is better. The pasuk says, as we just mentioned, that Sancheriv sent his servant, Ravashka, to Yerushalayim to try to incite the people against Yechezkel. Cheramar, once says Melech Pikeichaya, that he was a smart man. Cheramar Melech Tipishayu, he was a foolish man. Lamandam Melech Pikeichaya, according to the Mandam, that he was smart. If I'm going to say I'm sending you to a land that's better than yours, Amar Kamashakris, you're lying, because there is no land better than Eretz Yisrael. And according to the opinion that says he was a fool, if he's saying that he's taking them to land that's equivalent, so why should they want to go? There's nothing to gain. The pasuk says, as we just read, the pasuk says that Chizkiyahu says, V'lakachti eschem el eretz ka'atzchem, says the Gemara, Leicha aglehu, where were those places that he thought that he was able to convince them were equivalent to Israel? Man, Zutra Amel Africa, he thought Africa was better. He told them Africa is a wonderful place. Rechanin Amel Lahar is slug. Av Yisrael, says the Mar, even though we find that Sancheriv spoke respectfully about Israel, Klai Yisrael did not. Av Yisrael, Sipra B'gnusa Shal Yisrael, they spoke disparagingly about Israel. The Kimotu, when they came to the place called Sos, Amri Shavi Karin, that this place, when they went into Golus, they said this place is as good as Eretz Yisrael. The Kimotu Alman, this when they came to a place called Alman, Amru Ka Alman, they said that this place is as good as Yerushalayim. The Kimotu Sois Tree, says the Gemara, when they came to a place that's called Sois Tree, they said Amri Achat Train, that this place is twice as good as Eretz Yisrael. The Pasuk speaks about the destruction of the army of Sancheriv. And the pasuk says, V'sachar kvoidoi yikad yikad kitkoir eish. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, tachas kvoidoi loy kvoidoi mamish. His body did not get burned. That's called kvoidoi. The person is, it speaks about his garments, that he was burnt under his garment. Ki'od Rabbi Yochanan, as we find Rabbi Yochanan, korei lamani, he would call his clothing mechuvadoisai. The garments are what make a person, show the greatness of a person. There's a story that the Rebbe Reb Zisha, there was once a person, he was once sitting somewhere, and he was dressed very poorly at the beginning of Reb Zisha, and he was hungry, and he came to a certain place, and there was a wealthy person, and the person didn't pay any attention to Reb Zisha. Then, afterwards, the Rebbe Reb Zisha became famous in the world, and he came back to that same city where he was originally, and this person came to visit him and asked him to visit him. So he sent him his clothing. He was offended, and he said that, "Why are you sending me clothing?" He said, "Obviously, it's not I who you have any respect for. It's my clothing that you have respect for. What's the proof? Because when I was here previously and I wasn't wearing the same clothing, that you didn't show me this level of respect." And what he said was, so obviously, it's not I who you think is great. It's my clothing. And that's what is shot in this Gemara. As much as the clothing is important, it's not the clothing. It's what's under, what we have to think about. What we have to think about is under what's under the clothing. The Mashal explains that we learned earlier in the Masechta that the person should love his wife as much as he loves himself, but he should show respect to her more than he shows to himself. And the Rishonim explained, what does it mean, that he respects her more than he respects himself, that he should buy clothing, because clothing, as we just learned, represent the covered, he should buy clothing better than his own clothing. What happened was, the way Sennacherib was struck was Kisreifus B'nai Aaron, like the children of B'nai Aaron were struck. Malahan Sreifus Neshama for Guf Kayim, Avkan, the Neshama was eliminated for Guf Kayim. Tana Mishmed Rabbi Shu Ben Karcha, Paroi, Shechirif Ba'atzmai, Paroi who spoke disparagingly about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Nifra HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mena Ba'atzmai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu punished him. Avo Sennacherib, Shechirif Aydei Shliach, Nachma HaKadosh Baruch Hu Aydei Shliach. And the Gemara explains itself. Paroi, when he says about Paroi, Paroi says, the Ksibbe Paro says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Mi Hashem, Asheshem Mekoiloi, says the Gemara. When Paro spoke that way about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Nifra HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'mena Ba'atzma, the Ksib, V'yina Hashem as Mitzrayim B'soich HaYam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu threw the Mitzrayim into the Yam. The Ksib, the Rachta B'yam Susecha. Sennacherib, the Ksib, B'yad Melechecha Rafta Hashem, he did it through his agents. Nifra HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'mena Ha'idei Shliach, the Ksib V'yetze Malach Hashem, V'yach B'machna Asher, Mei V'shmein V'chamishim Elef, he did it through a Malach. And from here we see that a person should always try to do a mitzvah by himself. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu recognizes that when a person does the mitzvah by himself and gives him much more schar for that. Rav Huna Bar Papa Rami, Ksiv, the pasuk says by Sennacherib, Meroyim kitzoy, v'ksiv meloyim kitzoy. Amar Yisroshim, b'tchila achriv dira shalmata. He says, first I'll destroy the world, the Beis Hamikdash in this world, v'achar achriv dira shalmala. And of course, the Mefarshim explain how would he be able to destroy the Beis Hamikdash shalmala, and they explain because the Beis Hamikdash shalmala is corresponding to the Beis HaMikdash Shamata. And the Beis HaMikdash Shamata is destroyed immediately as effect on the Beis HaMikdash Shamala. Amri Shuban Levi Mai Diksiv. The pasuk again we speak about, Rabashka says, Hashem Amalai, Alei Alaretz Hazoyis Vashchisei. Mahi, what did he mean to say? The Shama Hanavi the Kama, he heard Yeshaya Navi saying, Gyan Kimos Amazeh, Esmei Ashloich HaCholkom Le'et, and therefore he thought that that's how he could destroy Eretz Yisrael. And the Gemara explains itself. If not for the pshat in this pasuk, The Targum helps us understand Pshat in this pasuk. Chaloif, the Kotz Amadeim and Malchus of the Beis David. Since the people were no longer satisfied in the Malchus Beis David, the Ma'adim Olam Benoyach Kamei Shluch the Menagdim Benayu, the Malchus Beis David would treat them nicely, just like the Meir Shloach flow softly. V'Sraim Beritzim B'Yad Ramayim. And they rather for Ratzin and Bar Malayim. I'm Rabbi Yochanan Meidik Siv. Maros Hashem Beis Roshon Unevei Tzadikim Yivarech. Maros Hashem Beis Roshon Zepikach Ben Remalio, who was a Melch Yisrael. Shoy Oichel Aboim Soim Goizlus Begnuach Suda. He would just eat 40 saw of pigeons as dessert. That he was very into the eating. Chizkio was just satisfied with a little vegetables. At that point, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, at that point, I'm going to bring a king that will destroy you. Ask the Gemara, Ella, if that was the Nevuah that Yeshaya said, that Sancheriv will be successful, so ask the Gemara, my time inish, why did he get punished? Says the Gemara, the Navi, Aseres HaShvatim is Nabi. Yeshaya was saying Nevuah about the Aseres HaShvatim, that indeed went into Golus. Iu, but Sancheriv was dissatisfied with that. Chizkiyo, Sancheriv, Yoav Data, Kul Yishlaim, Zecherev wanted to destroy all of Yerushalayim. Says the Gemara, Ba Hanavi Amalei, Kiloi Mu'uf La'ashem Mutzukloi. Yishai says to Zecherev, Amar Abelazar Barachia, Ein Nimsa Am Oye B'Tayra, the people of Tayra, people of Chizkiyo, when the time of Chizkiyo, people learned Tayra, cannot fall in the hands B'yad HaMetzukloi and this and you who are trying to destroy them. Says the Gemara, Mai, Beis Harishin, Hekel Arzo, Zvulun, V'Arzo, Naftali, V'Akron, Hechbid, Derech Hayam, Avra Yad, and Galel Agayim. He says the Gemara, the Navi says to Sacharim, Loik Rishonim, the people that live in Yerushalayim are not like the Seres HaShvatim that you were successful in sending to Golas. Hakilim Aleim Al Tyro. They were not immersed in learning Tyro. Avlach Rishonim, the people in the Chizkiyo, Sheikh Bidu Aleim Al Torah, that are busy, that are taking the old Torah, that are learning Torah all the time, they're immersed in Torah, Ruin Halal Lassam Nais Kavre Yam. And because they're so great, they are worthy that they should have a Nais happen to them, like the people who went through the Yamsuf when we left Mitzrayim, or Kedar Chayardin, or like the people who entered at Tzisrael, Yeshua's time with the Yardim. And he said to him, Im Chayzabai, if you back off, mutav, fantastic. Vim lav, ani eslehem, galil goyim, I will make you an shame for all the goyim. The pasuk continues, the Gemara continues discussing the psukim. The pasuk says, ach advarim, v'emes eilu, bas and cherem melech asher, v'yavah b'yehuda, v'yichan ala orim abtsuris, v'yoyim elevakam eilav. Says the Gemara, does the pasuk say that the person like this that deserve, because they're learning Torah, why would they even punish them in the first place? Says the Gemara, "Ach advar ma'emes, my ach amar ma'lach shakafas haKadosh Baruch Hu nishba." Af haKadosh Baruch Hu made a shvua. We know whenever the pasuk uses the word emes, it means chosmai shal Kadosh Baruch Hu emes. And he swore, Omar Yaminalei, the Chizkiya, if I would have told Chizkiya, Mechskinalei, the Sancheriv, Omasar Labayotcha, that I'm going to bring Sancheriv, but you will be able to prevail over him, Hashta Omar, Loihubina, Vlaibisusubina. He would have said, forget about it. I don't want Sancheriv, and I don't want the fear that Sancheriv brings. Miyad Kavat HaKadosh Baruch Hu, at that point, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nishba, the Mechskinalei, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a shvu that he will bring Sancheriv. Shenema, Nishba Hashem Tzvokas Leima, Imloy kasha demisi ken haisa a kishin yo'atzti hitokam lishba asher ba'artzi v'alhari avasena v'som aleim ulo v'sibla ma'al shichma yasur. Am Rabbi Yochan, Am HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yovah Sancheriv v'siyatoi. Let Sancheriv and his army come v'yasa ovis, and he should make like a basket that after all the soldiers will be destroyed, then they, Klal Yisrael, took the bones of those people and served them to their animals. The pasuk says, "V'hoyu b'yom ahu yizbar yosus sibley mal shechmecha v'uloy mal tzavarecha v'choyvel oil mnei shemen." Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Nachman, choyvel oil shetzchicherev, the yoke, the power of Sancheriv was destroyed, because of the oil, the illumination of Chizkiyahu, that there was lights on in the yeshivas. Ma'asa. Because what did Chizkiyahu do? He put a sword at the entrance of the Beis HaMedrash. And he announced, anyone who doesn't learn Torah, will be stabbed with this sword. At that point, they looked from then Be'er Sheva, and they could not find anyone who was an Amoritz. They looked from Geves to Antifris. The first was from north to south. This is from east to west. They weren't able to find a young child, boy or girl, a man or a woman, that were not experts in the halachas of Tumah v'Tahara. Regarding that generation, does the pasuk say, that since they learn Torah, they'll have as only as much as they need. Even though you could get 1,000 trees for $1,000, still, l'sham l'shayis yiyah. Nobody will be working with them. Why will, even though trees are very valuable, and they will, nobody will be working with them, because they're going to rather spend time learning Torah. So, I saw from Meir Shapiro, the pasuk says, says Cherev al Ba'ad v'Nalv, and the Gemara Masechta Tanis explains Cherev al Sunem shel Talmid Chachamim. Destruction should come to Talmid Chachamim Shoyiskim Ba'ad Ba'ad b'Torah, that they learn by themselves v'lo yoyish shel mitapshim. So he says what that pasuk is coming to teach us is that we speak about the badim, that people who are the badim represent the way we carry the Torah. Cherev al badim. If people are learning Torah, even if you have individuals who they themselves are not learning Torah, at the least that they should be supporting the Torah. And if they're not supporting the Torah, then they deserve punishment. I saw that Ramosha Sherez itself says, the Gemara says, the Chizkiyahu announced, why didn't they say Komisha ena loymet Torah? And what was the point of this sword? So he says, what this Gemara represents is that somebody sometimes leaves the yeshiva and he has to go out to the world to work or whatever. And Chizkiyahu said that even somebody that put the sword at the entrance of the Beis HaMedrash, and he was saying that even if somebody has to spend time outside of the Kaisli Beis HaMedrash, he should recognize that his life is all still in the Beis HaMedrash. The pasuk says, "Vusav shalalchem oisav achosel." Amalam davul Yisrael, isav shalalchem. Take all that belong to the army of Sancheriv. Amaloi levzois. Should everybody take as much as they want? Oilachlik. Or should everybody divide it up evenly? Amalam k'oisav achosel. Like the grasshoppers divide. Ma oisav achosel kol echad vechad latzmai. Every grasshopper takes what it needs. What about the money that belonged to Aseres HaShvatim, Murabai? And that's Jewish money, and we're not allowed to steal that money. So he said to them, Kamesha Gavim Shekiklai. Ma Gavim. It speaks, Gavim means water pipes. Ma Gavim Alolo Malam Sa'odim Etumla Tahara. A person goes into the mikveh, becomes Tahar. Afim Manim Shay Yisrael. So too the money that belonged to the Seres HaShvatim. Kimi Shanafu B'yadav D'Kachavim. Once it fell into the hands of Sancheriv, B'yad Tihar, there's no problem, you could take it. Am Rav Huna. Esa Masos Nasa Ois Roshim Ba'is Yoyim. Sancheriv went from wherever he was to Yerushalayim 10 stops in one day. Shnema Baal Ayis Over B'Migran L'mech Meshav K'Kelov Over Mabra Geva Moloin Lano Charada Harama Giva Shal Nasa Tzali Kailach Baskelim Hikshiva Laisha Nia Anasus Nodem Admeno Yoshvi Hagazim Ha'elu. And the Gemara is understanding that these are all different places that Sancheriv passed on his trip to Yerushalayim. But ask the Gemara, Hani Tuvya Havin, if we count all of the places, there are more than 10. Answers the Gemara, Tzali Koyach Baskelim, Navi the Kamal Knesset Yisrael. The Navi is telling Klal Yisrael, Tzali Koyach Baskelim, Bita Shel Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, the descendants of Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, who are called Alim, because Sha'osu Mitzvahs Kigali Hayam, they did mitzvahs like the waves of the ocean. Hakshiva Laisha, Mahailo Tistafu, don't be scared of Sancheriv. Elistafi, the one to be fearful of is Menevuchanetzer, the Nosel Ka'arye, that Chitzkvenuchanetzer is compared to a lion. Shinamar, Ari Ayye Mesavchai. And the Navi was telling them, you have nothing to fear of Sancheriv.